Red Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
This is Fred Film Radio, I'm Eddie Bertotti from the Berlin Film Festival, today with Vangelis Mourikis, the protagonist of Stratos, the film, the Greek film here in the competition of the festival. So first of all, thank you very much for being here with us.
Thank you very much.
Can you tell us something about your role? I mean, you're on the screen from the very first second till the last one, mm-hmm. and it's an important character.
Yes, it is a role that stays there on the screen from the first moment the movie starts to the last one. Anyway, the film finishes with this character. What I can say about the part is that I feel this is a role of action and ethics, I would say. The character moves within his own kind of motives and the action that he has to complete. And at the same time, he concludes all this within his personal laws of ethics. And even though he's a paid killer, he does all these jobs, let's say, killing jobs. At the same time, he's a hero that has got his personal kind of goals to reach and targets to accomplish, and it is a character that is interesting in the way he is moving in order to do all this, to accomplish his goals.
And, I mean, your character is interesting also from a performance, the point of view of the performance, because you have this kind of fixed face throughout all the film, but with some moments in which there is an outburst of emotion or passion, which is something that, I mean, the character finds inside him, inside his system of values and ethics, as you said. So I want to know, how did you work with the director? Was something that was scripted, that you find in the screenplay, or how did you negotiate, I mean, the way your performance had to be led?
Well, it was a combination, of course, of things. It was a big part of that was scripted. The outline, of course, of the character was scripted. But during rehearsals, because we do have a lot of rehearsals with Economidi, he's a director that he wants to rehearse every part and everything that it's going to be in the film. So there you discover, little by little, you discover what you have to do, what your character is, and how things are going to be accomplished, and all this. And at the same time, further down the line, though, when, you know, shooting starts, then things there may change a little bit. Because the camera, you see, it makes the difference of that thing that we have talked about in an office or in a studio, you know, working the part around. And then the camera comes in that has to accept all this, and it makes it bigger. And there you start negotiating new things with your character. And I would say that that is the magical moment, that this whole thing is going to be there or not there. And what at this case with this character, we discovered things on the way, also little things. We knew the character, of course, how it's going to be done, but then few things had to be really be you have to pay attention in the very little things that they make the difference of one moment to that next moment, to the next moment. And because, as you said, you have this character that he is almost a fixed face towards the things, the surrounding things, and the action that takes place around him. You have to be really careful that this is not a fixed face, which is, you know, like everything passes in front and nothing happens to you. It's a lot of things are happening to this character, and slowly, slowly, you can see that the way he looks at things, the way he goes about it, the way he turns things towards one direction and or not to another direction, then that makes the film, that makes the character run, that makes the interesting what is going, and you want to know what is going to happen next. And this is sometimes a frustrating thing while you are working, because you feel like I've run out of this kind of emotion box, you know what I mean? And what else would somebody do in this case? Because we're working, you see, on a character that you don't easily find exploited in scripts these days. You have a tendency to deal with more clean characters, clean cut characters, like he's a bad person and he remains and stays bad to the end of the film, and he does this and he does that, while in this case here we have somebody who is doing bad things, but he is not necessarily bad person, because at the same time he does good things to be a better person.
And about this burden of ethics and morality, because he's a killer, but is the only character in the movie that, I mean, the audience can kind of relate to, because the other are all horrible. And I mean, I think you are also among the script writers of the film, if I'm not wrong.
Yes.
And something interesting about your character is that, I mean, is the one that speak less, while all the others are engaged in this long, sometimes monologue, very violent, harsh, full of swearing. How did you construct this opposition between silence and an outburst of words?
How did we construct as writers, you mean?
Yeah.
Or
as writer.
Well, the script was already there when we started working again on the script, and then we came to a conversation with the rest of the people that are involved in the script, because it's five actually people involved in writing the script. And the tendency was that this is because of the schematics of this character, he's like a samurai of some kind, a modern samurai. You see, one of his legs is stepping now in this modern world, and the other leg is on another boat somewhere else, and he has got to combine, of course, this kind of movement to find his own movement. So what is happening is like you don't have to talk very much there, you have to think more, and you have to be really careful of what you say anyway, because you don't want to reveal a lot. And I think in trying not to reveal a lot, then you become more obvious to what you have in mind. So this rolls by itself, if I'm talking about the main character. And then the rest of the characters, because they cannot be on the same kind of boat, you know, they come from somewhere else, then they express themselves in a quite different way. And because there is a frustration towards the main character, then and they cannot take a word out of him. So when you cannot take a word out of the person opposite to you, then you have to say, it feels like that you have to say a lot in order to cover the space between. So you have the other characters that they do speak a lot, and the main character who just looks. And there is the point of recovering information, finding moments, and I think that's the beauty of that character also, and of the film, I would say, because we do have a tendency to follow this character. In a way, I would say that we trust this character in this silence, that he's the cloud of silence that is around him.
It's also his way to construct his beauty, because when the other characters speak, they say terrible things. They talk about money, violence, and they swear. And so maybe he's the character's way to protect himself. And
one is to protect himself, and the other is, the way you put it gives me another idea. It's and it's something that works in the film. It's that you expose the other characters and what they believe in more by you being in silence, because they are there as we said, to cover the distance between the two people, and they have to talk about things that, you know, they understand. So they talk about money, they talk about this, they talk about all these things that we do know about, and they keep our mind occupied most of the day in a lot of different things, while the other person sits back and listens like an audience, like the audience does. So at that point, the ear of the main character is the ear of the audience as well, and we do go, that's why we like and we accept him as a guide to the portraits of and to the gallery of the other characters.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
This was Vangelis Mourikis, protagonist of Stratos, here at the Berlin Film Festival. I am Eddie Bertozzi, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.